Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this November 3rd. I'm Aaron Hendel. Some Californians are heading to the polls today. One controversial proposition in the Bay Area could restrict short-term housing rentals. Sarah Cagle reports.
San Franciscans will vote today on Proposition F, a controversial measure that would place restrictions on private short-term housing rentals like Airbnb. Brian Basinger from the AIDS Housing Alliance, which supports Prop F, gave his input.
I think cities across the globe are waking up to the destructive impact that this so-called sharing economy is having on their housing market.
The initiative would allow residents to rent out their homes for a maximum of 75 days per year, as opposed to more than 90 days under current law. Unit owners would also have to file an application with the planning department to be included in the short-term rental registry. The department would then place a notice on the unit's website saying the unit has been approved for rental. The measure also says that people living within 100 feet of the unit, instead of people living inside of the unit, may sue hosting platforms for violations. Hosts will have to give the city quarterly reports on their rental activity. Short-term rental hosts say sites like Airbnb and HomeAway are crucial to their income, while opponents say the sites hurt the city's housing supply and have turned their neighborhoods into tourist spots. Sarah Cagle, Annenberg Radio News.
In the spirit of election season, California Assemblyman Mark Levine is proposing a bill that would let voters take selfies with their ballots. Levine hopes allowing voters to post pictures on social media will encourage pride and civic engagement. The bill contradicts a current California law that says a ballot's contents cannot be revealed after it is marked. The legislation is expected to be introduced in January. A human skull turned up in the Angeles National Forest last month. In the weeks since, two more sets of bones have been found in the area. Gray Baker brings us more on the investigation.
For the past 3 weeks, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has been investigating three different sets of human bones discovered in or near the Angeles National Forest. The Sheriff's Homicide Department is looking into the skull, hand, and femur that were found several miles apart. The bones will be treated as separate cases, according to Deputy Mike Barraza.
All incidents, according to our homicide detectives at this time, are unrelated.
The detectives must wait for the Los Angeles Coroner's Office to come back with the information on the conditions of each set of bones before continuing.
Once we get that information, homicide investigators start doing the criminal aspect of it. Trying to identify the circumstances of what led up to the victim to their death. Was it an accident? Was it a suicide? Was it a murder? So that's what they focus on.
No information on the time of death or identities has surfaced, but as the investigation continues, new details may arise. Gray Baker, Annenberg Radio News.
For the first time in the company's history, Amazon now guarantees paid leave for new fathers as well as mothers. New birth or adoptive parents who have been with Amazon for a year or longer can take 6 weeks off with pay. Under the revised policy, new mothers are allotted 20 weeks of paid leave. The move follows similar changes by other big companies, including Netflix and Microsoft. Obesity can lead to medical issues such as diabetes or high blood pressure, and medical expenses associated with obesity are costing states more and more. Rania Aniftos has the story.
About 29% of Californians are obese and 11% are severely obese, according to research released yesterday by the journal Health Affairs. This means California has the third lowest obesity rate in the nation, but the state has the highest number of obese people due to the large population, 3.2 million people to be exact. As a result, California's state-run health programs spent $9.1 billion on medical care associated with the condition in 2013. The cost is likely to increase due to Medicaid's expansion. Medicaid paid for about 11% of obesity-related treatments nationwide. The increased cost will go towards nutrition consultation, drug therapy, and bariatric surgery. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
One man found a silver lining to an otherwise stressful situation. After his child's wedding was called off, an anonymous father called the Ventura County Rescue Mission to say he had 150 meals left over. He wanted to give these meals to homeless people as a banquet. The banquet will take place Saturday at the Embassy Suites Mandalay Beach Resort in Oxnard. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel.